Now, while you were talking about 2012, and we'll get into this now, you also just said something, that we may leave the planet one
time? We have to leave the planet. This is something I saw on the other side that's absolutely tied to our manifest destiny. What's going to happen is there are three things that are beyond our control. And every star, every planet has a lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
By even the best estimates, the planet Earth has already expended about 90% of its life force. The planet's getting old.
All right.
The sun is getting old. There's a window here in which, and thank God that we've matured and evolved to this point at this incredible time. It's almost like a miracle. But what's going to happen is the sun is getting hotter. It's been measured very accurately for quite a while now. The sun is getting hotter. It's getting old. It's throwing temper tantrums, and that's going to continue. Secondly, you know, we're losing the moon. We're losing the moon at about an inch a year.
Yeah, it is going away a little bit at a time.
And it's the only thing that keeps us stable. If we didn't have the moon, we wouldn't have seasons.
I wonder at what point, Mellon, it has to be before it creates instability.
The sun, they think, is going to last about 4 more billion years. But really, in that, there's only a little time where it's actually going to be right for us to be on the planet, because then it's going to get too hot. We can't be here for 4 billion more years. It isn't going to work that way.
No way.
Then the moon is wandering off, and the Earth is starting to wobble. That has a lot to do with what people call Earth changes right now, climate changes. The last time that happened was around 10,000 years ago, when the moon got just far enough away for us to shift only 1 degree, and the whole Sahara Desert started. That used to be a huge green area, and you see how it changed the planet. But the one thing that's going to get us before all that, I mean, the moon, we probably have...
So you're talking about these three things. Let's go through them.
The sun.
The sun.
The sun's getting old.
The sun getting old.
It's going to get hotter and hotter and throw more storms at us.
All right.
It's blowing off the ozone even more than we're doing right now. The moon is wandering away,
all
so
right.
It's starting to wobble a little bit. So it's, you know, the seasons and stuff are getting a little wacky. And then the third thing, which is really a planet killer, it's the thing we really have to worry about more than anything else, and it's what got Mars, it's why Mars is the way it is today, is that our liquid metal magnetic core, which creates our electromagnetic field on the Earth,
mm-hmm.
is cooling. And it's cooling faster than people
imagine. And there's nothing we can do. Nothing we can do about it, is
there? No. And once the liquid metal core cools to a certain level, things happen very rapidly. You lose your electromagnetic field. The cosmic rays hit you. It blows off the atmosphere. All the water evaporates. And that'll happen, some predictions are, within the next 2,000 years.
Okay. You said we've got a hopeful future.
We do.
Is that our, include leaving the planet?
Yes,
or just
it's our manifest destiny. This is what's going to unite humanity. We are the, you know, you've heard of Noah's Ark. We are the Ark of Life. And what I saw was so beautiful that within the next 400 years, we are going to be star-seeding other planets. And the over-the-horizon technologies that no one sees coming, no one can predict. You know, all the major technologies we know today were not predicted by any prophets or any psychics.
Do you think we were star-seeded?
I can tell you this. Life did not start here, and it does not end here. Of course we were star-seeded, but we weren't star-seeded so much as aliens coming here and bringing life. The true star-seed is held in comets, and you can imagine the early Earth, and evidence seems to show that the minute the Earth had cooled down just enough, life began.
They taught you some pretty good science there, Mellon.
Well, I loved it. And so you can imagine the Earth as an ovary and the comets as sperm. And when the two got together, life was created almost instantly.
Well, now, okay, if this is all occurring and you say we have to leave the planet, are you saying we may leave it in the form of seeding other planets and other systems?
No,
or
our form,
or are we going to have billions of people leave in spaceships and go someplace else?
It won't be spaceships, actually, because even traveling at the speed of light is too slow to do anything. There's already proof. Like I would recommend everybody check out Cleve Baxter's work.
Oh, he just was on the show.
Yeah, Cleve Baxter's work. Now I was shown on the other side. I was some of the things I was shown on the side were things that I would be seeing again. And one thing I was shown is that this guy named Baxter had discovered something that was as important as anything ever discovered on planet Earth, as Newton, as Einstein. This thing that Clive Baxter discovered, which is called primary perception,
yes,
and his website's primaryperception.com, is one of the most important discoveries of all human history, and yet he probably won't be known about it in his life that well. But he's living on the planet right now. He's in San Diego, and in the future, he is considered a saint. Check out his work.
I love that. Well, he's been on the show, as I said, many
times. He's the first to really start proving in elegant experiments that there is something faster than light. It's instantaneous, no time lag.
Okay, but how are we going to leave? I mean, physically, we're not going, right?
What happens. There's going to be these things that come around the corner that we don't even expect, that no one can predict, and this has been a pattern in human history.
You mean these three you mentioned, or something else?
No, new technologies and new ways of doing things.
All right.
On the other side, I was shown this thing about Jules Verne, you know, the guy that invented science fiction.
Yeah, what did you see about him?
Well, they kind of educated me. They showed me that when Jules Verne wrote this stuff, he just made it up. He was sheer fantasy. There was no even supporting technologies to build any of the things he was writing about.
I think somebody gave him some help.
Well, whether that's true or not, all the kids that read those books invented everything in those books and more.
That's true.
And
that's
shown also that Star Trek is the planetary Jules Verne's for the planet. Everything you see on the Star Trek series, not the Richard Shatner stuff, but from, you know, Picard on. And I was not a Star Trek fan until I had my near-death experience.
Oh.
But everything you see on Star Trek, our children are inventing right now.
Are you saying we're going to be beamed aboard other planets?
Oh, yeah, something very similar to that.
Okay.
But beyond the speed of light instantaneously.
Man, I hope if we get beamed aboard, we end up being on the planet that's pretty hospitable.
Well, it looks like, you know, they're discovering dozens and dozens of planets every month now, and we're getting very good. And with the new observatory stations that are a million miles out in space now, we'll actually be able to tell through the gases on the planet if there's life there, and pretty much what kind of life. It turns out that there are, you know, they say there's more stars in the universe than there are grains of sand on every beach on Earth.
Always have heard.
Well, there's even more planets than that. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's plenty of places out there. But what happens is, as we mature, within a couple of 100 years, maybe a little sooner, we start actually having true contact, not mysterious, fuzzy pictures and all that. And what we learn from these other civilizations speeds us along so quickly, it's astounding what comes to us. And we will take all of life. Like I said, we're like the Noah's Ark. We will take all of life on Earth with us.
When could this happen?
Well, in cosmic time, it's the blinking of an eye, and this certainly will start happening within the next 400 years.
Okay. Well, and I've heard from some other prophets and psychics that we've got at least that long. So your belief then is the future is bright this way. Eventually, though, the planet's going to die.
It will. It will eventually. There'll be a great period, though, once we start star seeding. That's phenomenal. You know, you remember all the wagons going out west, you know, those wagon trains? The star seeding, going to new worlds, is going to be a fantastic period of human history. But the Earth itself will become more like a natural park. It'll be like Mecca. It'll be like the place you want to visit one time in your lifetime. You want to visit the mother planet.